That's why I stopped going to the post office and started using Stamps.com. Now I print real U.S. postage for all my letters and packages using just my computer and printer. There's no need for expensive postage meters. It's like having the post office right here in my office. No more waiting in line, no more wasting gas driving to the post office, and now you can start saving time and money too. Just go to 54stamps.com and you'll get a no-risk 4-week trial plus a $100 bonus offer including free postage, but only if you go to 54stamps.com. That's the number 54stamps.com. Save time and money instantly at 54stamps.com. This really is a no-brainer. So get your 4-week no-risk trial and your $100 bonus offer including free postage at 54stamps.com.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-411-1120 to get your free copy now. 877-411-1120. 877-411-1120.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-348-6692. That's 1-800-348-6692.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-348-6692.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-348-6692. That's 1-800-348-6692.
Freedom is good. Liberty is good. Capitalism is good. Tony Katz is spectacular.
Tonight on our great, great American panel, he's a radio talk show host, Tea Party organizer. He's based in Los Angeles. Tony Katz is here.
This is the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular.
Nay, I believe, will rule that the individual mandate is indeed unconstitutional, because of course it is unconstitutional.
The views expressed on the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular are not necessarily those of the station you're listening to, even though they really, really should be.
And that's President Obama. He is completely devoid of the ravages of thought.
Now sit back, light up a guilt-free cigar, and let's start the show!
One and all to the Tony Katz Radio Show. I am Tony Katz. The pleasure is mine, like you would not and could not possibly believe. Give us a call. Oh, you can't give us a call, but you can't. It's confusing, ladies and gentlemen. Have no fear. 805-639-0008. Pretty soon, next week, you will have the 1-800 number. You will be able to call nationwide, coast to coast. Absolutely cost you nothing. Doing my part to help the economy. Why, oh, why doesn't the Occupy Wall Street crowd stand up and give me some applause? Would it kill you? Would it kill you? Chat room is open, allpatriotsmedia.com/chat. That is where you go to be a part of the conversation. You know, we've been playing around with phone systems and connections all week. Holly Bacon, producer in training, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Boss, how are you doing?
You have a strange pain in your side. This is not a joke. This isn't a setup. You actually have a strange pain.
I do. So if I'm MIA in 20 minutes, I made Mr. Bacon take me to the hospital to get my appendix taken out.
Yeah, but you're going to be MIA anyway because Contessa Brewer will be joining us. So people shouldn't think that that's why. We will keep people abreast of whether or not you, Holly Bacon, producer in training, have been run to the hospital, if in any way you have been sent to the proper medical authorities to be checked, to be inspected.
Well, that's good to know.
We just like to, we care about people. 805-639-0008. Get in the chat room, though. It's the easiest thing to do. allpatriotsmedia.com/chat. The slugfest of slugfest last night, ladies and gentlemen. The GOP debate in Las Vegas, Nevada. Holyfield unavailable. Who's the guy? Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather. Cheap shot Mayweather. Unavailable. So all we had was Romney and Perry to try and bludgeon each other to death. I am a man with a thesis, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, I am a guy who has spent some time thinking about the issues in front of us. By the way, the chat room is now all completely worried about Holly Bacon's health. Do you still have your appendix, right side or left side? It is the right side. She thinks it might be the appendix. It is not tender at the moment, so we don't think it's that. It could possibly be just an after effect of her bad attitude. We don't know as of yet. We're waiting to find out. Right, Holly Bacon?
You got it.
Thank you. I have written, put it up, it's up at TonyKatz.com. It's, of course, cross-posted at All Patriots Media, picked up by YesButHowever.com. My thoughts on the debate, which are far different than what I'm hearing out there. There were actually, you know, we live-tweeted the debate. If you followed twitter.com/TonyKatz, you saw me with a nonstop stream of conversation about the debate. Our good friends were there as well. Tabitha Hale, who runs social media for FreedomWorks, Stephen Rosenblum, who runs a show at Blog Talk Radio, a bunch of other people were part of the conversation. And I saw people very, very confused with my analysis that the only thing I know for sure in this debate was that Mitt Romney is fallible and he lost. And when I say lost, he didn't win. He usually wins by just squeaking on through, squeaking on by. That did not happen in this case. I believe I believe Mitt Romney made a mistake. We'll get to Rick Perry in a second. Mitt Romney made a mistake that Michelle Bachmann made back in the early debates with a guy, what was Pawlenty? Remember when he was a somebody? Tim Pawlenty? He allowed himself to be dragged in to a schoolyard fight. Cool, calm, collected, above the fray, Mitt Romney allowed himself to get involved in a fracas, in a row, with a guy who was already dying in the polls. If Rick Perry does better in the polls, it is solely and exclusively because Mitt Romney engaged him. It was a mistake of mistakes of mistakes. And by the way, first time I've seen a fight where there is no winner, they both lost. People are going to tell me that Rick Perry did well because he was awake and he was vibrant and he lasted the whole 2 hours. If our plan, ladies and gentlemen, if our bar for how you do in a debate is that you manage to stay awake through the debate, that bar hasn't gotten off the floor. That's the reality. Perry was simply, in a word, awful. I will tell you why. What did he introduce that we didn't already know as part of the Perry platform? What new big think did he give us? What inspiring of America was he all about? The fact that we have to move energy policy here in America? Yes, we have to move energy policy here in America. We have to drill what's under our feet. We have to be able to take advantage of the unbelievable natural gas reserves and shale oil reserves we have in the United States. We do have to drill baby drill to create energy independence, to basically get off of the Saudi teat, to get out of the Middle East, and allow them to now figure out what they're going to do without Americans to sell energy to. Yes, they've got China and everybody else, but that price is going to drop precipitously when they realize that they don't have us in the market. So of course Perry is right. The problem is the Perry plan is the Gingrich plan. The Perry plan is the Bachman plan. There's nothing new about this. There's nothing exciting in that plan. I'm glad that he's going to unveil a tax plan. I think that's great, and I think that's wonderful. But it's going to seem to many to be too little too late. And that too little too late comes from the place that Rick Perry simply, and you can say he can't debate, he's not a good debater, well, that's a real problem. Because what it looks like to us is that he can't put together a cogent sentence. You think it doesn't matter? It matters a little bit. Listen, if he was a stutterer, but he was a genius, and he was thinking new revolutionary thoughts, not Occupy Wall Street crap revolutionary. By the way, all they want is revolution. We'll get into that later. I will try and ask Contessa some questions about that. But he's not giving that. He's not giving anything revolutionary. You know what he gave us yesterday? Mitt Romney, you hired an illegal alien. That's what we got. That's what we got from Rick Perry. That was the brain trust of Rick Perry last night. Even when we go back to this energy conversation, and he was giving us the energy talk, he has practiced these lines and practiced this speech for weeks. And it still felt like he was reaching. It wasn't impassioned. It wasn't from the heart. It was rote, and it, as in memory, R-O-T-E, and he couldn't remember it. That's what it sounded like. And by the way, we should be clear that I'm not anti-Perry. I don't see him as the candidate. If he is the candidate, I'm going to support him. Of this, there could be no question. I just don't see it. I really and truly do not see it. Because I don't see the value in him. If you're asking who my winner is, it's simple. My winner was Newt Gingrich. Because he actually laid out more plans. Oh, you want to talk about Latino Americans? I got an answer for that. Oh, you want to talk about nuclear energy? I got an answer for that. Oh, you want to talk about Obamacare? I got an answer for that. Somebody try and trip me up, please. Someone, anyone, bring it. Who came in second? You will not believe it. You know it if you read my article today at TonyKatz.com. Rick Santorum. We're not talking about who's in second place to win this nomination. We're talking about who won a debate. And Rick Santorum was able to get through unscathed while giving unbelievable damage to Romney and the rest of the field. He did well. He pushes the concept of American exceptionalism. He pushes the concept of family. It resonates with people. He's been unwavering on those conversations, and he makes them work. And he is not afraid of any of the candidates. Big loser, Michelle Bachman. Why? Because halfway through the debate, she decided that this was a Lifetime movie starring Meredith Burney, or Meredith Baxter, whatever her name is, and she wanted to appeal to the moms. Pandering cannot get you elected. And that kind of gross pandering is not presidential at all. Stay with us. More to come. Contessa Brewer up next. This is the Tony Katz Radio Show on the All Patriots Media Network.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. trust. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-617-0298. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-617-0298. That's 800-617-0298. Again, 800-617-0298.
Having a problem with your computer? KKZZ welcomes Tech Today with Ken May. Ken will bring you the latest technology news, computer help, and show you new and exciting ways the latest technology can help your business. Ken May is the co-owner of SwiftChip, a successful IT services company. Ken brings these skills to you every Tuesday at 9. So if you've got a computer quandary, listen in. Tech Today with Ken May, every Tuesday at 9, right here on AM 1400 KKZZ.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom450.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom450.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 450.com. Freedom450.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
If you're a techno geek, you go to parties and recite the number of visitors to your website and rank what browsers they use to find it. If you're not a geek, you need someone to worry about your website. Wildcat Web Services focus on your website so you don't have to. They have designed many websites for Fortune 1000 and mom and pop companies. Wildcat Web Services is always on time and on budget. Check them out at www.wildcat.la or call 866-370-6218.
And we are back. The Tony Katz Radio Show continues. 805-639-0008. 805-639-0008. The chat room, it waits for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's open. It's there. Come join them. AllPatriotsMedia.com. Bookmark the site. You'll be glad you did. Click on the chat link or just put it in your browser. AllPatriotsMedia.com/chat. Joining me right now, my favorite person ever from cable news anchor, and the only person who may be on the left. I don't even know for sure. and I get the laugh, so that's a yes. Contessa Brewer.
No,
Contessa, how are you?
No, that's not. Listen, I just love not being painted into a box. I really appreciate that you're not putting me in a box.
Please.
Nobody puts baby in the box.
Oh, if I thought for a second, Contessa, I could get away with calling you baby. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Right. No. Yeah, I really appreciate that. I just like to think of myself as I'm a common sense kind of person.
Well, we're going to find out for sure, because we're going to start doing this. We're going to start bringing this on a weekly basis. We are going to drag you into the fold, kicking and screaming, Contessa Brewer.
Electronic leash and all.
Well, you know, that's how we roll over here. Let me get some thoughts from you. The debate last night, Las Vegas, Nevada, were you prepared for the slugfest?
Wow. I mean, it was so entertaining, and it gave so much fodder for cable news today and for, you know, the political blogs online. And, I mean, the one thing you can say about the debate, I'm not sure that it really helped anybody position themselves to win the primary, but it was very entertaining. And you know, for people who didn't see it, I think there's a sense that, you know, you really missed something by only going back and looking at clips today.
Was there anybody that that you thought, you know, even though you're saying there wasn't a clear winner, but there usually is a winner and a loser. Was there anybody you saw as a winner, anybody you saw as a definitive loser?
You know, I think that it was a rough night for Mitt Romney because of him being the target of Rick Perry. I think that, you know, when Rick Perry's hitting him hard on immigration and he's trying to explain, you know, how and why he hired illegal immigrants, it's a tough position to be in. However, I will say the common sense person in me is sitting back and going, please, you know, when we were building our house and the general contractor hired a bunch of workers to come in and do some work on the house, I wasn't out there checking to see if all of them were here legally or not. I think it's a ridiculous accusation, and I think common sense people roll their eyes at it. And also, by the way, it's kind of old news. On the other hand, Mitt Romney did not respond well to it. And I thought that, you know, in terms of his debate performance and everything, he has been really on target and on point. And in the case last night, I thought it hurt him. But I also thought it made Rick Perry look bad because he kind of looked like a schoolyard bully. And then Romney goes back and he puts his hand on Perry's shoulder. And I'm like, uh-oh, didn't you learn your lesson from the Hillary Clinton debate? You know, don't invade people's personal space. It's not a good idea.
Now, on
very,
this.
Very, very interesting.
On this subject, yeah. You and I completely agree. I thought it was a huge mistake for Rick Perry because it wasn't a question of going personal. It was a question of trying to prove, see, I'm morally superior to this guy. And he came across like a loudmouth fool. And yes, how bad is it when you get into a street fight with a guy like Mitt Romney, who's never seen a street fight a day in his life, and you lose the street fight? Mitt Romney is the Don Rickles of the Republican Party.
Yeah, he's pretty vanilla. And I think that's partly why he's having trouble garnering very much excitement. I think that there were a lot of voters who were prepared to really like Rick Perry, but he just wasn't performing up to standards. He didn't seem like he knew what he was talking about when he was trying to make some of these debate points early on. And last night, I think, was a much stronger night for him. And, you know, maybe it redeems him somewhat. Here's the thing on the issue itself of immigration. You have, the bigger accusation against Romney is that he, as governor of Massachusetts, presided over cities that were sanctuary cities and did nothing to cut them off. He didn't keep state money from going to these cities. And on the part of Rick Perry, he's taken a stand against the wall. He's provided in-state tuition for illegal immigrants. I just don't understand why these guys can't stand behind the actions that they've taken and explain why they did it. There will be a lot of conservatives. I think there would be a lot of Republicans who can appreciate a strong, logical argument against a border fence that runs the entire southern length of the United States. There are strong, common sense arguments to be made.
Yeah, but I think that, first of all, I don't think there's anything wrong with a fence the full length of the southern border. I think that what Perry is talking about is looked upon as weak, especially when it's put in combination with his, hey, let's give people who are here illegally, illegal invaders, in-state tuition. So I think that 1-2 punch is what creates a weakness theory and thought process on Perry's position.
But that makes it sound like all Republican voters are of a single opinion when it comes to immigration, and I just don't believe that's the case. And for the record, I totally disagree. I, as a reporter, I went to Mexicali. I stood along the fence. They had a fence. There was a big fence. The whole, 3 million people in Mexicali on the other side of Calexico, California, you had some population, 20,000 maybe, mostly made up of Border Patrol agents who spend day and night out looking for people who have crossed the border illegally, even with a fence. Fences don't work, but they do interfere with the environment. I mean, there's a strong argument there.
Oh, really?
Not every Republican is going to say, there's got to be a fence over the whole southern border or else I'm not voting for you. Just that, if you made the decision as governor to oppose the fences, explain why in a rational way. You might not convince everybody, but I don't think it's going to lose you votes.
I think it absolutely will lose him votes because it's combined in that 1-2 punch. And I think that anybody who, any politician who got into a conversation about how fences don't work and they mess up the environment, I would say I flat out reject the premise of that.
So
I
how many Republicans, work. How many Republicans do you think as a percentage are going to go to the polls and vote on immigration as the make or break issue?
When are they going to the polls? Are they going to the polls in the primary or going to the polls in a general?
Either way.
Okay. In the primary, I believe it can make a difference. In the general, it doesn't matter. They're all voting against Obama. Who cares?
I mean, maybe if you have two candidates who, all other things being equal, I just, in a time when we're seeing so much anger on both sides of the aisle and across the board, you're seeing people who are basically right out of that movie Network leaning out their windows and saying, I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. I don't think that illegal immigration is going to be the make or break issue for the vast majority of them.
Well, right now, the people who are screaming, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore, are the people of Occupy Wall Street who are saying, I'm mad as hell and, by the way, please send me more organic chef-prepared food because I'm really hungry. Thank you very much. But I'm going
to... You can't fault demonstrators for wanting to be healthy. Come on. I mean, I thought it was pretty nice to see people out there. I mean, they're doing the time, and they're eating apples instead of fast food.
Oh, that's the takeaway of Occupy Wall Street. Let me get back to this immigration conversation while we just have just a few more seconds. The way the question was asked, it wasn't asked by Anderson Cooper, it was asked by someone in the audience. Do you think that it should be that somebody should have to ask, do all Latinos think that illegal immigration should be allowed? I mean, that's the way the question kind of got phrased. I thought it was a bad question.
Yeah, I mean, number one, it's a hard thing for a candidate to answer because they don't know. They don't know whether all Latinos, but the safe answer would be no. Not all Latinos think alike. They don't all have the same opinion. I mean, let's not lump everybody and shove them into a box, right?
That is what we have learned from so far from your very first but not last appearance here. I got to take the hard break. And by the way, do you have a website? Can people find you?
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do. You can find me at ContessaBrewer.com, although right now it just links back to my bio on MSNBC. I gotta do something about that.
We will help you. I will help you with that. We will get it done. And when I say help you, I will critique what you're doing wrong, but that's about as far as it's going to go.
Wow.
By the way, rumor has it that, and it's not a personal question, but it could be construed as one. Keith Olbermann is down to 46,000 viewers a day. Is this expected or shocking?
I know that this is going to be shocking to you, but I'm actually not a Keith Olbermann expert. So
you lie.
Unfortunately, I have no information to pass along to you on that front.
Contessa Brewer, ContessaBrewer.com. An absolute pleasure, my friend. I will speak to you next week.
Okay.
Take care. Stay with us. More to come. This is the Tony Katz Radio Show on the All Patriots Media Network.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-824-3268. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-824-3268. That's 800-824-3268. Again, 800-824-3268. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-348-6692. That's 1-800-348-6692.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-348-6692.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventors' information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-348-6692. That's 1-800-348-6692.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring with high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-411-1120 to get your free copy now. 877-411-1120. 877-411-1120.
We return. The Tony Katz Radio Show continues. Don't interrupt me when I'm speaking, lady. Are you mad? 805-639-0008. The chat room is open. AllPatriotsMedia.com/chat. AllPatriotsMedia.com/chat is where you go. Bookmark the site, AllPatriotsMedia.com. Click on the chat link. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or on Blueberry, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. Check out the videos. Check out the latest articles from myself and from everybody here at All Patriots Media. You will be better off for it. Yes, Holly Bacon returns, producer in training. How is your side? Let's get a quick update on your health.
Actually, it has subsided a bit, so I'm good right now.
Okay, so basically you weren't in any kind of danger before. You were just complaining.
Yes, I was being cranky.
Okay, just whining.
I won't go that far. I'm not Mitt Romney.
Oh, my. See, this is what happens when you allow an Atlanta girl to talk about the presidential candidates. By the way, we can talk about Herman Cain, and I know that you're all over it, that Art Laffer, creator of the Laffer Curve, has endorsed the 999 plan and has endorsed Herman Cain. And people talk about how Herman Cain got abused on the 999 plan, 15 minutes on the 999 plan. How about the fact that Herman Cain had people talking about his plan for 15 minutes straight?
Exactly.
For 15 minutes, Herman Cain owned the debate, and he did not come across petty or angry or bitter. He came across solid. He came across decent. He was defending his thesis. And that's very, very important. I thought he did it rather well. I thought he was winning the debate. I thought he won the debate. I thought he was there. And then, without warning, ladies and gentlemen, it came in the night, a question about foreign policy.
Mm-hmm.
And like the greatest house of cards ever, seriously, he was a 2-7 offsuit against a full house. He folded, ladies and gentlemen. It was, I put on Twitter that it was stunning. He had gotten the question wrong when he was speaking with Wolf Blitzer earlier that day on CNN. He then got the question wrong again right there when he could have said, you know, I spoke with Wolf Blitzer and I went back over then. I misspoke there and I want to clear it up right now for the American people. Didn't do it. Why didn't he do it? When he was in the spin room, our dear friend Alexis Garcia over at PJTV got the very first question in about that where he admitted that he misspoke. The very first question, that video is up. It's a link to my article there at TonyKatz.com. You can also get it at AllPatriotsMedia.com. There's something refreshing about Kane's honesty. There's something refreshing about him being willing to say, you know what, I didn't do that right. How many times is that going to happen? That's going to be the question. You know, that's going to be the real question. Are people going to be impressed with his honesty or just bothered by the fact that he doesn't get it right the first time? He didn't quite understand the question? Oh, that's not a good feeling. That does not leave anybody with a warm and fuzzy. He is going to release prisoners. He is going to deal with terrorists. He's not. He's pro-hostage. He's pro-hostage. I don't think he's necessarily pro-hostage. You see, and that's it. You do it right there. You say, wait a second. I didn't mean to say pro-hostage. He is not. I'm going to say for the record that Herman Cain is not pro-hostage. Just in case you're wrong.
I wasn't worried. I got you.
But there is no way, even the chat room is saying the campaign thinks he did it correctly. Well, shocking that his campaign thinks he did it correctly. And to Jamie in the chat room, it wasn't a trap. He got asked the question by Wolf Blitzer, and he answered the question. What he meant to say, as I see it, and this is how he should have said it. I mean, and it's sometimes difficult to say how somebody should have said it when they're in it, but you gotta first remember that all questions asked to you, and this is true, if you ever do any kind of press interview, whether it's newspaper or whether it's TV or radio, first accept when you're dealing with the hardcore left, when you're dealing with the people you know for sure, for certain, are opposed to the concepts of freedom and liberty, are opposed to the ideas of capitalism, and actually think, like Donna Brazile does, that what's happening in Occupy Wall Street is a very organic moment. All questions are traps. Every single one of them is a trap. The key is not to answer immediately. Take a second. If you hear something you don't like, reject the premise of the question. Make them ask it again. I put to you and to everybody listening, to all of America, that just because the question gets asked doesn't mean you have to answer it. That is not true. You do not have to answer the question put in front of you, even if the question is a trap, because all questions are traps. You can't say that he got trapped. No. Did Sarah Palin get trapped when she was asked, very simply, what magazines do you read? What newspapers do you read? Now, maybe she was being trapped. She was being set up. But she could have just said three magazines and moved on with the day. She could have said, wow, it's a ridiculous question. Everybody's on the internet. I read blogs. She could have said, do you want to take a look at my library? I mean, I'm 2 years after the fact, but you always have to accept the fact that every question is a trap. And it should not be a trap for a presidential candidate to answer, we don't negotiate with terrorists here. What I think he meant to say was, I am prepared as the commander-in-chief to make the tough decisions. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu made a very tough decision. I would need to have some more information, the information he had, before I could say whether or not I could understand his position. But I believe that the United States should never, ever, ever negotiate with terrorists. And that will always be the American position. Are you telling me, Holly Bacon, that not once his team ever said that to him, that never got discussed? They know that foreign policy is his weakest link, and that never got discussed?
Well, I obviously doesn't look like it did, because I thought that after his interview with Wolf Blitzer and that question, that he would have been more prepared when it was brought up. You know, especially since it was brought up by Michelle Bachmann, that at least someone on that stage would have come after him. But I want to go back. I heard it as if he were in BB's shoes, he could make that call. But,
and I believe that is the kind of that's the kind of answer he meant, but it didn't play that way, and then he didn't play it that way when he could have easily done that right there with Anderson Cooper right there on the stage.
I think he could have done it. And for that reason, he tied for fourth. I mean, I had Romney, Perry, and Kane all tied for fourth, and then Bachman, of course, in last. Because the pandering was insane. It was embarrassing. And she actually looked like she was getting upset.
I mean, I only watched parts of it, because that was the thing is, I don't remember, you know, that one doesn't seem like anybody's going, I mean, they're going after his plan, but they're not going after Kane, you know, like, of course, at the levels that Perry and Romney were going at each other. In fact, some people were even saying that Kane's in this race, I don't know what you call it, what they've been calling it, but, you know, he's there to basically support Romney and his candidacy because he backed Romney in 08. But I don't see Kane going after anybody. And they were saying, well, he's not going after Romney. He should be going after Romney. But he's not going after anybody. He's just...
Well, I think that the policy of not going after people is winning. And I
Absolutely.
Say this because let's take a look at Newt Gingrich. And ladies and gentlemen, allow me to be the first person to say it if I am the first person to say it. The guy's got a tremendous amount of baggage. It's time for you to get the hell over it. We're electing a president here. Stop screwing around.
Yeah.
And that goes for you and Kane supporters and Romney supporters and Perry supporters. It's enough. It's time to start looking at the field. It's time to start making some decisions. I'm going to be coming with mine very, very soon. Gingrich gives solid, complete, total answers. And I don't hear people saying, I disagree with his answer because of X, Y, and Z. They asked him about Latinos. He had an answer about Latinos that was thought out. They asked him about nuclear waste. He had an answer about nuclear waste because he knew he was coming to Nevada. He knew. And by the way, if you asked him that question anywhere else in the country, he still would have had the answer because he's thought about this before. And he has made a practice, a religion, if you will, out of not going after the other candidates. But when someone lies about him, he says quite clearly, you're lying. You're not telling the truth, Mitt. And when Mitt finally got to what the truth of the conversation was, Gingrich made it all pleasant. You're not going to lie about me. You tell the truth about me, I'll engage the conversation. I'll happily defend my own record. That's basically what Gingrich said. And that approach is winning. So I'm in favor of Kane not attacking, not being on the offensive. I don't think that's going to do him any good at all.
No, you have to go after Obama. You can go ahead and start making it about him because it will be in the general election.
And that is that. Stay with us much more ahead. We will be keeping an eye on Holly Bacon's health because that's just how we roll. This is the Tony Katz Radio Show on the All Patriots Media Network.
Well, I'm not uptight, not unattractive. Turn me on tonight, because I'm already on.
If you're a techno geek, you go to parties and recite the number of visitors to your website and rank what browsers they use to find it. If you're not a geek, you need someone to worry about your website. Wildcat Web Services focus on your website so you don't have to. They have designed many websites for Fortune 1000 and mom and pop companies. Wildcat Web Services is always on time and on budget. Check them out at www.wildcat.la or call 866-370-6218.
Everyone's running to Bunnin.
Thinking of buying a pre-owned car or truck today or this weekend? Then why not buy from the best and buy from Bunnin? They've been a used car sales leader for years, and with 5 dealerships, it's no wonder. They specialize in hard-to-find makes and models, and volume selling keeps their pricing low and with hundreds of cars ready to go. Buying used? Buy Bunnin. Check out Bunnin.com or come for a test drive today at Bunnin Auto Outlet in the Ventura Auto Center, Bunnin Buick GMC and Cadillac in the Oxnard Auto Center, Bunnin Buick GMC in Simi Valley, and their newest location, Bunnin Chevrolet in Culver City. Make your first stop the only stop. Quality used cars with huge discounts and volume selling you've come to expect at Bunnin.
Everyone's running to Bunnin.
If you
have a student going to college or need maximum financial aid, then you should attend our National College Planners Free Financial Aid Workshop. The National College Planners Free Workshop will teach you how to double or even triple your eligibility for free grant money. You'll learn how to get private education for less than a state school. But most important, how to avoid 90% of mistakes that most parents make. What you need to do now to secure maximum financial aid. The workshops are free, but space is limited. Call now for your reserved admission. 805-230-2777. That's 805-230-2777. Or go to National College Planners website at 123NCP.com. That's 123NCP.com. With National College Planners assistance, your child's college education will determine their future. Make college affordable by attending one of the upcoming National College Planners free workshops. The next free workshop will be starting August 4th at the Camarillo Library. Reserve your free seat today. Call 805-230-2777. That's 805-230-2777. Or go online at 123NCP.com.
Are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then tune in live every Thursday morning to me, Gregory Foster, and Access Zen at 9 a.m. Pacific. Listen to live music and inspiring guests from all walks of life as they share how to balance work-life challenges, our relationships, and real-life adventures. Listen live to Access Zen. Hear the world in a whole new way.
And we return. The Tony Katz Radio Show continues. 805-639-0008. 805-639-0008. Let me just put this right in there. Chat room is open. AllPatriotsMedia.com/chat. I was speaking with Holly during the break, who, by the way, isn't sick at all. She's fine. She's healthy. She's good. She is a liar. She is a filthy, filthy liar.
What?
So.
I was in Atlanta traffic, man. If that makes anybody cranky.
And by the way, to the callers, you know, I'm giving out the number because we just want to practice giving out the number. We'll have the 800 number next week. We'll have this whole situation called. I know we've had some callers, people from Thousand Oaks and other places. It's not that I don't want to talk to you. I will be in studio tomorrow. I'll be in studio tomorrow, and everything will be fine. I'll be in studio Thursday and Friday, and you'll have no problem calling in to the show. And when they get it all together, it'll be great. It'll be wonderful. It'll be perfect. It'll be dreamy. But check out the podcast always, allpatriotsmedia.com. You can subscribe there on iTunes or on Blueberry, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. Speaking of whining, Holly Bacon, Mitt Romney asking Anderson Cooper to help him with the full frontal assault from Rick Perry. You thought that was whining.
Oh, my goodness, yes, because, you know, he was like, now let me talk, and then he's like, Anderson, and all I heard was like, Anderson, Perry won't let me say nothing. Will you please shut him up so I can say something? Gah.
Please tell me we can have that recorded. You know, I still got to get the clips from the other stuff that you used to do. I got to get that sent. But, you know, I don't think there was anything wrong with that. I didn't feel it was whining in that case. Here you are, you're trying to have the conversation, you've got a guy who is interrupting constantly, and the moderator is supposed to moderate. But remember, Anderson Cooper is not there to moderate, Anderson Cooper is not there to facilitate a conversation, that's not his job. That's not what he's supposed to do. That's not what that's not what CNN wants from him.
Well, of course not. But, I mean, but Jill made a good point in the chat room earlier. She said that one of the key things that was shown last night was that Romney has very thin skin. And, you know, because, I mean, who didn't know Perry was going to go after Romney last night? I mean, he even said that he was going to break the rules, that he wasn't going to worry about time restraints or anything like that. So surely Romney should have been prepared for that, right?
Yes, and no doubt about it. And it's not that I don't think he wasn't prepared. I think that he was prepared, but I think that it was very acceptable to say to the moderator, control your people. Handle your business, Anderson. Handle your business, Cooper. Coop, what gives? Come on, kid, make it happen. Let's get this taken care of.
The Republican candidates expected a left-biased.
I think that it was a worthwhile maneuver to put the turn onto Anderson Cooper and showing America that he doesn't care what happens in this debate. He's not there to facilitate conversation. I think that was my takeaway from it. So I'm just, it's
a contrary viewpoint, not necessarily trying to be a contrarian, just a reality. But nothing, Romney didn't look good. Romney did not look good at all. Romney has also made the decision, he has also made the decision that he will never, ever, ever, ever back away from Romney Care. So it's time for everybody to now accept this and start. I think maybe people were waiting. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. They somehow thought Romney was the right guy. He's had his come to Jesus moments, and there will come a moment a little bit later in the campaign where he will actually admit. He will admit that the Romney Care not really the right move, even for Massachusetts. The people there like it 3-1. Well, the wait times are up. The doctors are not taking the patients. I don't know who's liking it. I mean, there's a lot of contrary information out there. Are the costs getting better? Well, I think that depends on who you ask. Who you ask and what is the cost of the added wait time. If I have to wait now 40, 50 minutes for a doctor when I waited 5, 10 minutes for a doctor, what is that time worth to me? Isn't there a value in that? So these are questions that I would ask. But I don't believe that it is smart for the GOP, and remember, I'm not a Republican. I don't believe it is smart for the GOP to push forth with a candidate who takes Obamacare off the table. I think that Romney would have a heck of a time, trying to convince the American people that Romney would have a heck of a time trying to convince the American people that they weren't the same things. I don't think that you can do that. And I think that every day you'd have Obama saying, if he indeed runs for office, you see, I mean, we just learned it from Mitt. We just learned it from Mitt. Mitt's a heck of a guy. He got that one right. Now if he could only get these other things right. I mean, I'm not a politico, but I know that's how it's going to come. I know that's how it's going to come.
See, and Texas Busted just in the chat room jumped in because that's what I was going to say, because I don't understand why he's not denouncing Romney Care, but I think that he's been called a flip flopper so much that he just feels like he cannot do it because, you know, he keeps saying, I'm going to repeal Obamacare, I'm going to repeal Obamacare, I'm going to repeal Obamacare, constantly saying that.
Was that your Mitt Romney impression, by the way?
Not at all.
Okay,
I
was
wondering.
That was
Sorry.
Awful. That was terrible. Mm-hmm. And I know that he's saying that. And what he is saying is he's not even talking about the repeal. What he's discussing is the waiver. I don't want waivers. I want it gone. I want it eliminated. And by the way, speaking of the eliminated, you know, this is going to the Supreme Court. And that is high noon. And I think that we all need to be in front of the Supreme Court. They need to hear it. I mean, I really do think that there may be an opportunity to bring a couple million people for a day. We're not going to camp out, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to occupy Supreme Court. But as a symbolic move, this is unconstitutional and you know it. Let's get rid of this thing. To that end, if Elena Kagan does not recuse herself from hearing Obamacare, there is absolutely no faith you can have in the Supreme Court whatsoever. None. Zero. Politicized to the end. You absolutely, positively cannot trust the Supreme Court if indeed Elena Kagan doesn't recuse herself. The pressure has to come from every corner, from every circle, that if Elena Kagan doesn't recuse, no Democrat should ever get voted for again. She argued the case. She helped craft the cases. She helped craft the argument, I should say, for Obamacare. How could she now hear the case? In what world? In what imaginary situation? In what imaginary fantasy land can Elena Kagan honestly claim to have some objectivity? It's not like you said she has to recuse because her husband, she doesn't have a husband I know of, that her husband argued the cases. Well, that would be the same conversation they're trying to have about Clarence Thomas, where his wife, Ginny Thomas, deals with some Tea Party groups. He's tainted, she's not. Screw you, you leftist. You believe that Clarence Thomas is tainted because of what his wife does.
But Elena Kagan isn't tainted because of the work that she actually did? You gotta be the daftest bastard on planet Earth. Now, Rich in the chat room doesn't think they will that the Supreme Court will rule before the election. They'll find an excuse not to. I don't have an answer for that. I mean, that's a fine theory, Rich. I don't say no, meaning that the Supreme Court is not going to rule on something that is going to make or break an election. It's possible. I just don't know if I would put it in the realm of probable. But if Elena Kagan doesn't recuse, if she doesn't recuse herself, you can't trust the Supreme Court. You got a real problem. Yeah, you have this. This is America? This is us? This is we? This is the country we grew up in? This is the country we want to pass down? I'm not buying. How could I? I think that it's when I say the pressure has to be brought to bear, we must do the right thing in the places that have the most effect on everyone's life. Now, you can argue, Tony, you should do the right thing all the time. I agree with you. We should do the right thing all the time. But if America can't recognize that somebody who helped craft the argument can't then hear the argument, that's not a good feeling. That is a frightening, frightening, frightening proposition. And I believe that before we get to that place, we need to be bringing this up. It needs to be discussed. And a couple million people with a vigil, with a one-day event, 2 hours. You don't need more than that. Right there on the steps of the Supreme Court. Just so everybody knows how important this is and how much this shapes the future of the free world, the future of the safe world, the future of the world that values liberty. It's that important. My thanks to Contessa Brewer. Check her out, Contessa, C-O-N-T-E-S-S-A, ContessaBrewer.com. And, of course, Holly Bacon, my thanks to you. How is the side feeling all right?
I'm okay for now.
Hot diggity. It's all we need. Don't forget Facebook and Twitter, Tony Katz, TonyKatz. Don't forget All Patriots Media on Facebook as well. Ed Morrissey of Hot Air is here tomorrow. Tomorrow, everyone. Take
care. You're listening to AM 1400, KKZZ, Santa Paula, Ventura, Oxnard.
The following is a paid program. Gold Coast Broadcasting is not responsible for its content.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. 0.5% would be the tax on millionaires in President Obama's jobs proposal to raise billions to temporarily save police, firefighters, and teachers from layoffs around the U.S. The president ended a bus tour promoting his proposals in North Chesterfield, Virginia.
Keeping first responders on the job, that's a jobs plan. Putting more teachers in the classroom, that's a jobs plan.
Republicans oppose his ideas. A heads up to those Occupy Wall Street protesters and others demanding big banks be punished for helping cause the economic crisis and recession. A big bank is paying big. Citigroup is paying $285 million to settle civil fraud charges. Here's A.B. Frankaterski.
Citigroup was accused of pushing its clients toward an investment product tied to the housing market and then betting against them. Citigroup admitted no wrongdoing but agreed to pay almost $300 million to settle the SEC claims of misleading investors. Citigroup raked in the fees while